Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Vibe Check. Where are you guys at this morning? 585-252-9800. I know you're feeling good. And if you're not, me and Breezy could definitely help with that.
Yeah, baby. Oh, my God. I work with a child. Send us your good vibes right meow at 585-252-9800.
Good one. Good one, Breeze.
So many people just weighing in.
This morning, let me see the numbers here. Wow. 697 texts this morning. We're going to do the first top three. Who do we have chiming in?
My name is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen.
Kristen. Good morning. I love listening to you guys. Vibe Check is great this morning. Never a dull moment with you guys.
No, of course not.
No.
No.
With this clown across from me? Never. Could never be us. Could never be us. God, you need help. All right.
I'm out of my mind.
You really are. You have early onset dementia. Things aren't going well. You just ended up in a Wegmans panting and sweating by yourself yesterday.
I don't know.
Screaming for your dad. I don't know.
Aisle 5. I still don't know. If you missed, you know, the opening break, I told Breezy yesterday I ended up in aisle 5 of Mount Reed Wegmans, and I don't remember how I got there.
Sure. You gotta lay off the DiSorona during the show. All right. This person said, good morning, guys. I'm in my good vibes because the snow didn't stick last night. That's Nora.
Hey, what's up, Nora?
Yeah, it was kind of not ideal, the weather yesterday.
I know.
It was not ideal.
It was not a good night to be grilling outside.
Yeah. Were you grilling outside?
Yeah, I was making bison burgers.
You were making what? Bison burgers?
Yeah.
What's
pretty
that?
Pretty sure that's what they're called.
What is that?
I don't know. I think it's like buffalo ground meat.
Where does one get their mitts on buffalo ground beef?
You've never had a bison burger? It's delicious.
No.
Yeah. It's
Why
like,
would
it's,
I?
It's like you get it in the meat section at Wegmans.
Is that what you went to Wegmans for yesterday?
No. No. I left empty-handed, believe it or not.
You did not.
I did.
You didn't even pick up some lobster tails or something?
Nothing.
Wow.
Walked into Wegmans, like, woke up out of a deep sleep and then left. Who else do we have texting in this morning for the Vibe Check?
I'm in my good vibes today because Wegmans in Canandaigua is bringing back their samples.
Samples? Of what? Anything and everything?
Probably.
I didn't know they do samples there.
I didn't either. But pop off, Canandaigua Wegmans, pop off.
When I was poor in LA, I used to hit up all the Costco's to get the free samples. And I get a free meal every day.
That makes sense.
Go to every different station, get myself a little sample.
If I was poor or homeless with nowhere to go, I would go to a fire station and start being a firefighter and live there for free. And I would, to eat, I would... maybe do that, the sample situation. Not for nothing. And I'm not trying to like be whatever right now. But yesterday I left the show and there was a homeless woman on the corner and this big thing of ziti in my car. Huge thing of ziti.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to eat it. And I gave it to her.
Yeah.
It was from a restaurant. It was
That's nice of you. Yeah. It was probably good. She didn't want it, did she?
She goes, so you don't have any money or anything? I'm like.
A lot of these people here at the corner, they don't have a problem getting food, Breeze. It's the money they want. They can feed themselves. I mean, open door missions around the corner. You know what I mean?
I was so.
Dude, I know. It happens to me all the time. Like, I offered a guy a sandwich the other day, and he asked if it had mayo on it. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I don't want it. I was like, all right, no problem.
Make it make sense. Like, also, you know. The homeless problem here is really bad, and I know that. But also, like, I'm giving you food, a lot of good food. You know what I mean? Like, I would have eaten it. And she's like, so you don't have any money? I was like, no. She's like, so you don't have a cigarette? I'm like, also, no. Why do you have AirPods in? She literally had AirPods and an iPhone.
Oh, that's impressive.
I was confused. That's Anyways.
Impressive. So tell us, Breezy, why are you in your good vibes today?
I don't know. I mean, like, vibes are right. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
vibes are
sounds up. It. Sounds it.
I don't know. I mean, I just have so much going on. It's so hard to, like, pinpoint exactly, but, like, I'm going to therapy today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of in my good vibes, but, like, not. I'm going to therapy today. I still don't have a debit card. It's been really hard.
What's coming in the mail today?
Are you manifesting that for me?
No, I had a dream the other night, and I had a feeling something about your debit card in a Tuesday. Today's Tuesday, right? Mm-hmm. You'll get it today. It's in the mailbox.
Okay, well, I won't know until tomorrow, because I'm not going home till tomorrow. But
where are you headed after the show?
Therapy. I literally just said that.
All night? You stay the night?
No. And then I don't know. I can't go anywhere, because I don't have money. I literally
You can always
can't.
Go home to your bed, Breeze.
Yeah, I'll probably... Listen, I have a lot of reorganizing to do, a lot of spring cleaning to do. Hopefully I do that today.
Okay.
Because I'm going on a trip this weekend, and every time I go on a trip, I feel like I need to solve world hunger and rearrange my entire apartment before I leave.
I know.
Does anybody else do that?
It's a lot. I mean, I'll clean before I leave and make sure the oven's off, but I'm not rearranging furniture. I think I'm in my good vibes today is because the whole fam is coming to the roommate's house for dinner tonight. Well, everyone in it, anyone is coming.
I know your dad texted me. Try and make amends. He invited me.
Oh, I didn't realize you guys exchanged contact info.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, so it's good. It's going to be a good Tuesday. Told myself I was going to go to the gym right after work today, and forgot my gym bag. Anyways, that's neither here or there.
How convenient.
That's the vibe check. In case you missed it, it's coming up next. Like Breezy said last break, there's a lot of heavy news this morning that we kind of have to go through. We got to do the news. However, we want to keep you in your good spirits at the same time. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like a, you know.
It's a catch-22.
We got to juggle here. But we'll talk about everything that's going on coming up next. And in case you missed it.
Wake up.
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
For breakfast.
The number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Hey, it's Scott's.
Good morning. It's BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. A heavy day in the news yesterday. I know a lot of us are just rattled when we saw the headlines come in about a heavily armed shooter who was a former student at a Christian campus in Nashville.
Yeah.
So yesterday... according to the news, the shooter, who was the former student, shot through a locked school door before killing three innocent children and three staff members. Nashville's police chief has said his officers moved swiftly. They're investigating if gender was a motive in the school shooter. The shooter was killed on the school's second floor. This person had two assault rifles and a handgun.
Mm-hmm.
They mapped out everything that they were going to do. Luckily, they weren't able to get through their entire plan of what they had originally written down before mm-hmm. the police got to them first. It's just absolutely horrific.
The photos and the videos and the pictures are just heartbreaking. And it's so sad to know that there were six victims. Three students, three teachers, all three students were 9 years old. And then the teachers were, two of them were 61. One was 6 years old.
This is, you know, you don't hear about too many female shooters.
Yeah.
This is the first I remember hearing about. Person is Audrey Hale.
And they went to the school, and it also states in the article that they identified as transgender. So I don't know exactly what their pronouns were. I don't really think it matters in the sense of, like, they did a very, very terrible thing. And I went to sleep yesterday. I took a nap after the show, and I woke up to that. I woke up to another bomb threat in Hilton. I woke up to just a bunch of really terrible news articles, and it made me just want to go back to sleep.
I know.
If I'm being completely honest.
I've kept myself for years away from the news the best I can, because I noticed just this thread,
it's a cycle,
terrible events that are constantly taking place. And listen, it's important to be informed, but it's another thing to be inundated with what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
With this job, we have to constantly be informed, and we have no other choice but to see the news, read the headlines, and a majority of the time, in the last couple months, it seems to be stuff like this, you know, and it's horrible. I know Joe Biden made a speech yesterday. He called Monday's attacks heartbreaking and a family's worst nightmare. And, you know, he just wants to just, he mentioned gun reform again.
Okay. So
assault,
like,
rifles.
I think what I'm mostly seeing through social media and through the posts that people are sharing is like, when is this going to stop? When is this, like, there's just every time this happens, it's a very vicious cycle of like, we'll post the memes of like, when is it going to stop? And then like, there's another one. And then we post the memes or like the little blurbs or the little like cutesy artsy Canva, like choose kids, not guns. And it's like, it's all for like aesthetics and it's all for like choosing a side and all politics. I don't think the lives of innocent children really boils down to politics, in my opinion. I think that's just like basic humanity and human rights. I don't think that children should fear for their lives when they're going to school. Something that, again, they do not have a choice in doing. I mean, you can homeschool your kids, I guess, but everybody has to get an education to be, you know, a valuable member of society. And my mom was a teacher for 35 years, and I'm telling you right now, if she was still in the school district, I'm already so anxious. I don't know if I could handle knowing that my mom was a teacher in a school system that anybody can just come in and gun down at any moment.
I know.
You know what I mean?
We don't know all the details of how or why this happened. Did anything remotely close to, I mean, probably not like this, but did your mom ever witness any scary situations in her 30 years?
I don't really know. All I know is the story that I told a couple weeks ago about the gun in the school of my school. But when I was reading all of this and researching and kind of looking into it, I mean, all these stories are pretty much the same, some less lives taken than others, but it made me really sit back and reflect on, do I want to bring children into this world?
Mm.
I'm already so like back and forth about, you know, someday being a mom and having kids. And
after stuff like this,
after reading this article and all the articles before that, we live in such a scary world. And I know that it's not really a way to think and have an outlook on life, but it's our reality. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I'm already so like always thinking that I'm going to get her or I'm going to lose my life at all times. Like, I can't imagine worrying about 2-3 other children on top of that and my partner. And, you know, it's
look
just
at the
it's
call
a lot.
We got from, I think it was Jessica was her name. She called us last week. We're talking about her daughter, and she's, that's what it was. Her daughter called a psychic.
Oh, yeah.
The psychic told her daughter, who's 16 years old, you're going to die in 5 years.
Yeah.
And now the whole family's freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And the mother made a good point. She's like, I know you guys aren't parents, but when you have a child, you're constantly worrying about them 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yeah.
Even when they're in the womb, you're constantly worried if something terrible is going to happen. That's stressful, especially if you have 3 kids or more.
Yeah.
I mean, like for me, it's like, oh my God, You know, it sounds selfish, but it's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Constantly just be a ball of stress all the time.
I know.
Wondering if they're okay, worrying all the time. And I'm sure you ease up after a while. I don't know what that feels like. I mean, my brother has three kids, and it's a big job. It's a lot, but you're constantly going out of your way to try and protect them. And when they go to school, you think they're safe there. That's the one place where you think they may be protected.
And, also,
and it's getting worse and worse and worse.
It is. And also, like, I look back on the things that I put my mother through, just like being in college and like not checking in. And now that I'm older, I get it. And I'm like, whenever she would say things like, whenever you don't answer, like, I think you're dead in a ditch somewhere. I'm like, you're so dramatic. Like, you're so, like, this is too much. But she's right. Like, she's literally right. And yeah. Back then was a lot less, you know, scary. I mean, maybe it was just because I was younger. But the statistics were just nowhere where they are today when it comes to school shootings and massacres and things of that nature. We're getting a lot of texts in right now. If I can read some of those.
Yeah, please do.
When the shooting happened in Texas, my mom called me and said she didn't want me to work in the schools anymore. I'm a school social worker, and I told her that's not an option for me. I need to be there for my students and families to help support them as best as I can. But this is definitely something that is always in the back of my head every single day when I walk into my school.
Yeah.
It's not really, like, I just did the career day out in, I was out in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
In that school, I was like, I felt like a sitting duck. I truly did.
Why?
Just because, like, going into a school, of an unfamiliar place I haven't been, and just knowing what happens with school shootings and things, like, I didn't feel ultra safe. And it had nothing to do with the school, and it had nothing to do with the administration. They had security, things of that nature, but things happen all the time. All the time. Yeah. Every, not every day, but every other week. Basically,
I mean, this girl just walked in with assault rifles and handguns. It's like, where, you know, I don't mean to sound stupid, but really, where are they getting them from? Who are they going to just easily get these assault rifles?
I think you could, like, just buy them, honestly. Especially down south. Like, I don't know the ruling down south, but, like,
I mean, and
not
to
get like super,
this to take place in Nashville.
Not to get like super political here, but like, the whole banning of, like, drag readings and races and all that stuff. Like, we have the irony of it all is it's in Nashville. Like, we have bigger problems than queens reading to children. You just had a woman blow out a school door and take the innocent lives of six people, three of which were children. We gotta focus on the real problem at hand here. But,
yeah. And the gunfire in Nashville, it follows multiple shootings on campuses across the country. We'll keep you guys updated when we hear more throughout the morning, because we will.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's a tough story to talk about this early, but it's something that we need to talk about. So,
yes,
unfortunately,
we have a responsibility to do so, all while trying to keep you in your good spirits. Coming up on the show, Randy might help us do just that. He's a bachelor in the Rochester area. He's looking for a special someone. Ladies, we have Randy on the line. He wants to speak with you. If you're single and listening, this could be your shot at love. We'll talk to Randy next on PXY.
The Odyssey app. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Odyssey All New. When new music drops, find it here. Search Odyssey All New on the Odyssey app to listen.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Sometimes on this radio station, we get a call from a person looking for help in finding their special someone.
Correct.
AKA their soulmate. Sometimes when you have exhausted all your resources, you call a radio station.
And guess who will pick up? Moose.
In this situation.
Hello, it's Moose.
Just happens to be our friend Randy today looking for love. And ladies, I ask you, I want you to please give him your most undivided attention this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones where Randy is patiently waiting on hold to find his true love.
Cue it.
Randy, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good,
so
man.
So good, Randy. So good.
Randy, sometimes we get these calls. You happen to be this guy this morning. Tell us a little bit about what's happening. You reached out. You're looking for your soulmate. Tell us about that.
Well, I heard that you guys are like a female-based radio station, and you have lots of ladies that listen to you.
I guess
one of the reasons I was reaching out was that I'm looking for my soulmate, and I haven't had much luck with the dating apps. I went on one date with a woman, and it did not go so well.
Okay.
And that was like 10 months ago.
Tell us about the date, though. Where'd you go?
I think it was called Texas Barbecue. It was like a Texas kind of barbecue place in Spencerport.
Texas de Brazil.
Yeah. We had a nice time. The only bad thing I can think that happened is I took out my mouthpiece and I put it in a napkin and then I threw it away accidentally.
Your mouthpiece?
What's the mouthpiece?
Like
for?
A retainer?
Yeah, I have a retainer.
Cute.
Okay.
I've also been there, Randy, but I was 15, so.
Yeah, I still have one.
I think we've all been there. Randy, do us a favor, though. Paint a picture for us of exactly what you're looking for in a woman.
Well, I like a woman that, kind of likes to cook and clean and, she can speak other languages besides English.
Sure.
She's a world traveler. She likes to try out new recipes.
So, Randy, I don't mean to cut you off, but like this is the wrong show for you. I think you're looking for 90 Day Fiance.
No, look, I think. No, Randy, don't listen to her, bud. I think we're all looking for a woman that likes trying new recipes, aren't we, Breeze?
Just a little bilingual bitty.
All right, so what is it that you do for work, Randy?
Well, I work in a lab. I actually make retainers, and so I make molds out of people's mouths.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Wow, you're really loving that. Yeah.
Would you say that's a good it's a good gig financially for you?
I like mouths. I've always been interested in mouths.
Why are you saying it like that? Why are you saying mouths?
He's interested in mouths.
Mouths?
I don't know, am I saying weird? Mouths?
Mouths. It's mouths, Randy. I'm not trying to be a dick this morning, but you're giving me weird vibes, man. What's up?
Okay, listen.
Cut to the chase.
Yeah, so listen, Randy. So you're looking for a woman that's well-traveled, likes to try new recipes. You tried the dating apps, are not working for you. Anything else, like sell yourself. I'll give you like a couple of seconds to just talk to the women out there. Sell yourself. Tell them a little bit about who you are.
Okay.
Where do you live? All that stuff.
Oh, well, I'm renting a room in a house. And I am going to be getting my own apartment.
Right.
And, I just want to meet someone special, and I can send you my email address.
Randy, real quick, tell us what some of your qualities are that make you a good guy.
Okay, well, some of my qualities, I guess, I find that are compelling. Okay, are that I'm a gentleman.
Okay.
I enjoy movies and conversations about anything supernatural. I love the supernatural. I'm a big believer in aliens.
Ooh, me too.
And I love just like, a regular guy, like manly stuff, like reading and making things out of clay.
Okay, all right.
I'm not you eating Play-Doh. Okay, Randy.
All right, Randy, I'll tell you what, buddy. I'm going to go ahead. Send me your headshot. Contact info to moose@90pxy.
This isn't a casting
if
call.
If we find you a match, I'll go ahead and send her your way. However, you got to promise both me and Breezy right now that you're not going to kill her. Can you do that for me, Randy?
And you're not going to like pry her mouth open or mouth or whatever you keep saying.
I promise I won't pry open her mouth.
All right, Rando. Thank you.
Randy, thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
What is wrong with you? Like, this isn't a dating show. Why do you keep having these random people on without running this by me?
Who are these random people?
Who's Randy? You just found this guy off the street and you're trying to, like, play...
Breezy. don't.
Love is Blind? Like, we're not a Netflix show. This is a radio show for lots of people that listen to be entertained. Who is that guy?
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
I'm hating the player. Randy was weird.
He promised us he wouldn't kill anyone.
With their mouths.
98PXY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.